Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Action here in the Doug Steffen Good Day program, reading between the lines, if you will. I don't know if reading, we're interpreting, we're discussing the issues of the day, the events of the day. Molly Page has a great news background, so she helps us put things into, well, she's the straight and narrow sort of news person. Sort of getting into the corruption, though, with the rest of us.
Thanks for corrupting me, guys.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, the NFL linebacker known as Adrian Robinson is dead. Philadelphia Inquirer says he was 25 years of age. Story at DougSteffen.com. They say the cause of his death is not immediately known. However, guess what I say?
What do you say?
Can jump right out there and say it was football related, concussion related, well, and he's going to show to have a brain injury.
Okay, that's pretty much what I'm going to say.
I knew that.
And I bet and I'm going to stand by that. Yeah.
But you know,
hey, 25 years old, something's funny.
Yep.
Well, here's what's weird, and I actually did a little research.
Played at Temple before he went to the NFL, the Steelers, et cetera. Go ahead. Yes.
I had a friend who passed away at 26. No reason, was in the bathroom, washing his hands, dropped, and died at the sink. And so people were like, well, that just doesn't make any sense. He's so young. He was healthy. No one knew about anything going on. They did autopsies. They couldn't figure it out. They could never figure out what was going on with him. He was a fit guy, played, you know, sports in college and blah, blah, blah. And so I guess there's this phenomenon of men in their 20s, like usually between 22 and 28, where there's this risky thing that you can just drop dead. And yeah, it stems from your heart.
Yeah.
And it's weird. Like you outgrow it, but there's just, especially for men, 22 to 28.
When you see somebody this age drop, in their 20s, it's usually, if it's not drugs or something like that, it's heart. But, you got to look into the brain stuff when the guy played football.
But you got to back up a little bit, too. A lot of times, especially these kids that are wanting to bulk up and be bigger and stronger so that they can be tougher on the field, they're taking all kinds of enhancements. That stuff plays hell and havoc with your heart. It just gets into the mitral structure of the heart. And the heart's strong, but it's fragile. And these sorts of things can really mess up your heart. So who knows what it is at this point in time. We can speculate, which is something you do conversationally. But I'm going with the reality, I think, here is, as I've suggested, a traumatic brain injury. Now, having said that, another story at DougSteffen.com about
Gary
that.
Gary Premian died, too, should mention with this, Doug.
Go ahead, Richie.
He was a kicker for the Miami Dolphins back in the 70s when the Dolphins were like the team. He was 70 years old and passed away this weekend.
There's another story we have at DougSteffen.com. Thank you for updating that. The story of somebody who suffered traumatic brain injury, but came out of it differently. I would say that's the headline. Kenny, would you say rancher, Colorado rancher, suffered a traumatic brain injury and has, as a result of it, become what's described by some as an accidental genius. Lee Erceg, is that how you pronounce the name? Erceg, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Athlete, loved NASCAR, tomboy, worked on a ranch. She had boyfriends, degree in physical education, not much interest in math or art, that sort of thing. a couple of years ago, she suffered a traumatic brain injury, and now she is a gifted artist and poet, even though she has no background in it whatsoever.
Wow.
She spends her time puzzling over mathematical equations and figures them out. She can hear and see and feel sounds, colors, when she listens to music. She's very sensitive to light. She doesn't remember a thing, not one thing, about her prior life. She doesn't recognize her own mother. This is a rare, rare event. A number of studies have been done on her brain to try to figure out what she has. Apparently, it's called savant syndrome. That's interesting, isn't it? Savant syndrome is a cognitive ability in areas like art and math, acquired syndrome, when a person isn't born with it, but they get it as a result of some sort of trauma. And something, I don't know if I would want this. Think about how, is it better than being dead after the brain injuries, I suppose? She fell into a ravine a couple of years ago. She was managing a ranch in Colorado, and she was feeding chickens. She fell into a ravine, suffered spine and brain injuries. Catastrophic. I don't remember the fall. She says it must have been pretty dramatic. I just remember them saying, "Lee, keep breathing. Lee, keep breathing." I remember the sheriff said, "Keep breathing, Lee." So she did. The doctors didn't know that she would ever walk again, didn't know what was going to happen in her life as it went on. She was a total extrovert, very confident. She's much different now. And that comes around to the value judgment of what's different and is it okay to be different? In a world like the one that we live in, is it okay? Do you think that people make fun of her because she looks through? I think of Temple Grandin. Do you know who Temple Grandin is?
Oh, yeah. Nope.
You don't know who Temple Grandin is?
Nope.
All right, Molly, you want me to explain or do you want to explain?
Oh, no, go ahead. I've seen a documentary on her. I think she's incredible.
A lot of awards for that documentary.
Yeah, right. She is perhaps one of the most interesting women, Richie, in that she's in she's in her mid-60s by now, but
she's autistic, right?
She's been very autistic all of her life, and yet she's devoted her life to taking care of animals, understanding animals, understanding what she had and how to make it work for you. She makes $25,000 a speech. She is highly regarded and very much a part of looking at how people who have these distresses and have dis-ease make it, how they survive in it. And so this lady, I know Temple Grandin in my mind is somebody like this. She didn't have a traumatic brain injury. I don't know what caused her autism, but this woman that we're talking about from Colorado has had the same sort of reality experience. And it's really phenomenal. And it brings us back around to understanding how amazing the universe is, how amazing life is, how many twists and turns there are in the road of life, how you never know from one day to the next what's going to happen. You don't know what happens. Richie, I wish you the best today. Molly, I wish you the best today. Jennifer, Kenny, the best today. Tomorrow, hopefully, we're all going to be back here again to do the same sort of stuff that we do every morning. But you don't know that. You don't know what's going to happen in the next second, the next minute, the next hour, the next day. You don't. You can plan, you can hope, and you can think that everything's going to be A-okay. And maybe this is the sort of thing that brings us around to understanding or to think about how really important it is to live every day to the max. And I don't mean doing crazy stuff. I have an older friend. He's 78, 79 years of age. He's been racing cars since he was 20. He still races the cars, even though he's got he's had hip replacement and knee replacement and all of that stuff. He has a Dodge truck, Richie, has a trailer, and he puts this Mazda that has unbelievable souped-up engine in it.
Yeah.
And he goes around New England every weekend to different places and races this Mazda. And oftentimes he wins. But He's 78, 79 years of age.
Yeah, good for him.
But he says, you know, I don't really worry about what happens. Part of the part of his thinking is that his wife died a couple of years ago and he was so close to her. I don't really think he cares whether he lives or dies. But the fact that he does this and understands that it's very dangerous, especially for somebody his age, but there are no age restrictions in this particular car circuit, so anybody can drive. But he doesn't. He looks at it and says, okay, I've had a good life to this point. I'm living well, doing well, so if I don't make it to tomorrow, I've at least done the best in what I wanted to do with my life today. And so you look at this woman who had this accident. Why? You could ask, you know, what? Why did the universe, why did God, why did whatever the power that be have allow or push this person into this circumstance? And I got to think that it's a lesson, a teaching lesson. But who knows what kind of karma she had, what kind of things, in if she believes, or everybody believes in past life stuff, what kind of experiences were there that she had to do this to meter up to something. Now you can say, I'm giving it way too much thought. I don't think I am. I think that's the way it is. So, but for her, it's a great, and for all of us, a great story and a great lesson. And I'm glad Kenny posted it at in the Today's Show section at DougStephan.com. These are the kinds of things that are much more valuable, for me anyway, and I think we have to know what's going on. Like, the Chinese making more powerful missiles. You want to talk about that or how this woman fixed her life? I'll take B, thank you. 18 after on Good Day.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithanI.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online.
Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid bamboo for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get gorgeous, hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. More deals from 49 cents and 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKUs 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Thank you. Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Okay, Billboard Music Awards last night. A lot of action there. And I have for you a few excerpts from the program. Songs and singers that are well known for various reasons. Introduced by stars. For example, for obvious reasons, The Breakfast Club, etc., etc. Molly Ringwald introduces Don't You Forget About Me from Simple Minds.
Performing Don't You Forget About Me, the Simple Minds.
Great song.
Great song.
Great movie.
Great generation.
Still sound good.
Yeah. I might have to watch this movie again this week.
Yeah. I said to Richie off the air, I thought he looked, I was watching this a little bit last night, he looked a little like Bono, but he's got that great plaid jacket on that apparently they
didn't
know.
Very excited. Plaid jacket. You're like, yeah. That was beautiful.
Well, I had an old one like that that came, that was a hand-me-down from my father, and when my closet got cleaned out last year by the chief, that jacket went. That was not something that would have looked good on me.
No, but still, you keep it for sentimental reasons.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know what? I get rid of all that stuff for chief for sentimental reasons.
You know, this guy
the sentiment wasn't that great.
Right, yeah. This guy looks more like Rick Astley.
That's a stage jacket.
Yeah, is that a stage jacket?
Yeah, that's not really a walking around jacket.
He played it back. He used to wear that back in the day.
Dougie would have rocked it. I mean, Dougie rocks Corduroy. I mean,
Molly and Ken and I are all kind of within the same range. Molly a little younger, I think.
Much younger,
younger. Yeah.
We're in the same range.
So this was a defining movie in our generation, Ken. Jennifer, what is the defining movie of your generation? This movie pretty much did it for anybody. Well, I don't know. I mean, 50.
Yeah, I think, That's a really good question.
She didn't have one. Let's keep going here before we don't have time to get two other examples of what was going on at the Billboard Music Awards. Taylor Swift really won big. Sam Smith as well. Did I say Taylor Smith? Taylor Swift and
Heard
Sam
you.
Smith.
She looked hot, by the way.
Here's a John Legend, who was a winner last night. He won the top streaming audio for All of Me, introducing Imagine Dragons singing Stand By Me.
To perform Stand By Me tonight, before Ben E. King's daughter and granddaughters, here are five-time Billboard Music Award winners, Imagine Dragons.
No matter who does this, this is a great song.
Great song.
Yeah. Benny King just died a couple, 3 weeks ago.
A little bit longer than that, but yeah, not too long.
You get the drift.
When the night has come,
boom, boom, boom,
and the land is dark, the moon is the only light we see.
Well done.
Yeah, nicely done. All right, also last night, Mariah Carey was on stage singing a medley of her songs.
Introduce Mariah Carey!
That's Mariah Carey?
Something has happened to this woman's voice.
You're kidding. That's Mariah Carey's voice?
And she actually sounds pretty good here.
Yeah, it looks, that sounds like her.
I just think she oversings everything.
Really?
There's
Go ahead.
I saw her at Christmas at Rockefeller Center, and it was horrible. It was very hard to watch.
Really?
She sounds better here, but her voice is not what it used to be. Something happened.
Wow. What do you think of that?
Okay, it's hard to keep a big voice like that.
It is. I know. That's what I mean. I feel sorry for her. Rock.
28 past the hour as we celebrate the Billboard Music Awards here on Good Day.
This is a Medical Minute with Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without that dreaded copay. Pop quiz. According to the feds, what's the biggest selling generic drug? I can see where your mind's going. Heart medicine, antibiotics, blood pressure meds. All of these do sell in the billions of dollars, but the biggest selling generic drug is Vicodin, a combination of hydrocodone and acetaminophen. This is a pain pill, of course, and it's addictive. The feds say in 2013, 2 million of us were abusing or addicted to these pain meds. Meaning, you got to understand that these pain meds are powerful stuff with a huge downside. My advice, if you have to use them for the shortest period possible with the lowest dose. If you have an incurable problem like back pain, look for alternatives to manage your pain. If you have an addictive type personality, avoid them like the plague they are. This is a Medical Minute with Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me at my website, drchambersoncall.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Doug Stanford's Good Day program with Jennifer and Molly. Do I have to use last names? I think it's important for me to listen. Jennifer Horn.
We know who like we Madonna. Are.
Molly yeah. Page, who's coming into her own, as it were, here. We've corrupted her. We're doing a good job of that.
It's like my bat mitzvah.
That's right.
Congratulations, Molly.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's getting indoctrinated. Did you go through a bat mitzvah when you were younger?
I did, yeah.
Oh, really? That must have been a fun reality.
It was. Oof. Yeah.
The American Pharaoh winning the Preakness, big story for those of you who are horse fans. I don't know if they're all horse fans. They're a different kind of horse fans. Horsey.
Everybody gets a little excited at the,
they're all different.
At the thought right. of a Triple so Crown things. Winner.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah. He was a favorite to win the race after defeating the competition at the Kentucky Derby earlier this year. The only horse with a shot at the Triple Crown since 1978. American Pharoah. Yeah, there are different kind of races and people do different things with horses. This is...
Every few years we get the money. Excitement of a two-race winner and then the yeah. possibility of and then... Yeah,
I would still like them to start racing the horses a little later in life.
Instead of being young,
instead
yeah.
of being like,
they're
like
too
two.
Young.
Your life
yeah.
or theirs?
Yeah, right.
Theirs.
Yeah. The jockeys or the horses? Yeah.
The horses. They right. start them really young. And
Twitter handle at Mary Lee Shark. How many people who are on Twitter have followed at Mary Lee Shark? Like this is the our handle is at Good Day. At Mary Lee Shark, a Twitter handle for a real. 3,500-pound great white shark
oh.
whose movements are being tracked online
yes.
by 44,000 followers. At
Actually,
Mary
it's up
Lee
to 54,000 now.
54,000, okay. All right, so what's the story behind the story of this, Kenny? White Mary Lee Shark.
Well, they're sending out tweets because they're tracking the shark, so they're sending out periodic little maps of where she is.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also posting funny tweets, and people are asking Mary Lee questions like what her favorite movie is, and she said Moby Dick.
That's pretty good.
Hey, for our friends in Ocean City, Maryland, she just breezed right by Ocean City 32 minutes ago, so take note.
Yeah. Yes, right. Don't go swimming out there for
what a cool thing, though. And yeah, one of the interesting things, if you look at the map, I was looking at this last week, is she swims in straight lines.
Right.
It's not like there's a curve to it. It's always like, I'm going to go right here. Okay, and now I'm done. Now I'm going to go right here. And it's an absolute A to B. It's really interesting to look at the map.
Hmm. All right, let's get to some other things that are going on in social media. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day Show. Ken Kessler following that. Couple of the big items today and over the weekend. Presidential race and the sweepstakes there. What sort of blarney do we have from... And I'm not suggesting that those of you who are posting are full of blarney. I'm happy that you're posting. Thank you for telling us what you're thinking. So what are people thinking?
Shane says, Jeb Bush has shown he's not presidential material like his brother. He's also spineless for not admitting the Iraq War was a monumental mistake.
Mm-hmm. You don't get any argument from me on that one. What else?
Terry says Republicans should not have a problem with Hillary courting super PAC donors since they love Citizens United so much.
So how does this shake out, though, really? Jeb Bush has come across as kind of a weakling. I'm trying to remember when George Bush was running who the obstacles were to his getting the nomination in the Republican Party. And in this
himself.
Case, I was going to say Jeb's obstacle is his brother. But the other people who are there, who's a real leader? Jennifer keeps saying Scott Walker. I don't know. I'm not.
He's still doing well in the polls.
Scott Walker, I think, is doing well. I think Marco Rubio has gotten a huge bump up.
Rubio just killed himself yesterday.
Well, but I think he's still leading. I mean, he's still doing better than Jeb in the polls. We'll see how that comes out this week. But
he's a waste of time. He doesn't have enough to. He will not garner enough support to win a populist election. He just
Rubio?
Walker's the guy that can win. Here's why I like Walker. In a blue state like Wisconsin, he was able to win the governorship three times and defeat the unions. That's a big...
There was also a recall on him, wasn't there?
There was. That's what I mean. That's why three times. Right. Yeah. That third time he ran again.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kenny, what else do you have?
Mike says, don't get between the Clintons and money. You're bound to lose fingers.
Or more.
I was thinking you said, don't get between the Clintons and the Bushes. Because why is it the Clintons made $30 million in the last year or maybe less? According to the story I saw,
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
No. All right, so let's see here. I think Bill sounds bad. I don't think his voice
sounds
old. He doesn't look good. Yeah, he does look good.
I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
All right, anything else there, Kenny, that you want on the presidential race?
Well, Ronnie says if the election were today, then I would be voting for Marco Rubio.
Really? Okay, good for you, sir. here's we have a couple of items on the biker thing. Maybe we should spend a moment on that.
Okay. Let's see. David says, send them to Ramadi, see if the bikers can take back the city.
<There you go. laughs> For those of you who didn't know, ISIS took over the city of Ramadi over the weekend. Iraqi forces ran away, and the armored vehicles were left there for ISIS to get. So all those things, the trucks and Humvees and MRAPs that we built
that
and
we
gave to the Iraqis, now ISIS has them.
And you know where we're doing that again? We're delivering a nice big package via Amazon, I think, to Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing's going to happen, because if you just hand them stuff and you don't tell them how to use it and stay strong, they're just going to leave it. It's so stupid.
Yep. All right, anything else on the biker thing, Kenny?
Yeah, Keenan says, why is this even a news story? I bet more than 9 people were shot dead in Chicago yesterday.
Hmm. Well, speaking of news stories and 9 people being shot dead, Molly, the train didn't involve anybody getting shot, but I think 7 or 8 people died. Is there anything there? I think that corridor is all reopened now, and people are looking at still what the heck happened.
Indeed, yeah, reopening as of today, and they're looking into what may have caused that that dent in the windshield of the train, about the size of a grapefruit. They say it could be a rock. They could say it could have been anything. The engineer didn't report, according to their investigation, he didn't report anything before the crash hitting the windshield, and they've ruled out that it was any kind of a gunshot. So they're still working on this. They have interviewed him. They've interviewed a few other conductors, and the investigation is ongoing, but now the train route is reopened.
All right, here's another story. Reporter Colm Williamson is reporting on a woman who has decided to remove some people from her friend list on Facebook.
The future relationship status of some 567 people has been left in the balance today after a County Waterford woman announced she would be culling her Facebook friends list. Without warning, 38-year-old Janet Brennan took to the social networking site at 4:33 p.m., stating she will defriend those on her profile she has no dealings with anymore, forcing many people into a state of panic and uncertainty.
Are you okay, hon? Really? Never liked you anyway. Talk about immature. These were just some of the reactions from friends of Janet Brennan on foot of her latest befriending spree. It wasn't long after making the threat to cull her Facebook friends list that the local and national media started gathering. At about 9 a.m., Mrs. Brennan exited her home, presumably on a school run. Surprised but yet delighted by the attention, she brushed past reporters without comment in a bid to maintain an air of importance.
Mrs. Brennan, the pictures of the cat.
Experts in social media psychology have said Mrs. Brennan's announcement is not uncommon, stating such posts can be a cry for attention and are often the preserve of the mentally deranged or clinically bored.
Okay.
Janet may have experienced...
Can you hear the whole essay?
Here's the best part of it.
With the consumption of alcohol...
Following talk.
All right. Okay. That fellow is actually an Irish comedian who has a satirical news website pretty much like The Onion. And so this video is our video of the day today at DougStefan.com. Also, a big question today from the website, a story that many of you may not have seen yet, but you probably want to get right to it. This is something that was high on my priority list. I know that because of my love of lobster, this is going to really... I say that. I do actually love lobster.
Aren't you allergic to it?
I'm so allergic to it. Went past the restaurant.
Did I remember?
Meredith and I stopped at a restaurant, I don't know, a year and a half, or was it... it was last February. A little restaurant in on Route 20 in Weston, I think it is, in Wayland, not far from me. There was traffic, so we just decided to go into this restaurant and have dinner. And she ordered a regular piece of fish, and I ordered lobster something or other. And it was a steakhouse. Big mistake. So I ate it, and I became so sick for 3 days. And the only time, I hadn't been sick for 25 years. The last time I got sick that badly was when I had lobster on a ship in 1988 in the Mediterranean Sea. So lobster is not for me. So when I see this, when I see this story about lobster donuts, how about this, boys and girls? Cane's Handcrafted. This is a Cane. Is it Cane's Donut Shop? I think it is. This is Saugus, Massachusetts. So. Yeah. This is a donut shop that has been making really strange, unique donuts for a long time. So they've now decided to make this twist on the lobster roll, which is so popular here in New England. The fellow who runs it calls it the Dough Witch. And it has this lobster donuts. Apparently, you can get a beef donut, a chicken donut at this place. Ugh.
Does that fall under the term clinically bored as well, that you're making this?
clinically horrible is what it sounds like. However, our poll today at DougStefan.com asks you if you would try a lobster donut. A, yes, that sounds amazing. B, maybe, but I'd need to see it before I decided. C, I doubt it. D, no, it sounds horrible. So far, that's winning. That's where I voted.
Not all donuts are sweet, though. You know, you're just thinking fried bread with lobster probably is what's going on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. All right. A couple of instances in...
Good try, Jen.
On, yeah. A couple of instances over the weekend on federal parks, or at federal parks. We'll talk about that in a minute here on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid bamboo for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get gorgeous, hand-scraped bamboo for just $189. More deals from 49 cents and 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. A quinceañera celebration is the most important day in a young Latina's life. However, planning a quinceañera can be costly, with many celebrations today costing as much as a wedding. So is it possible to give your daughter a quinceañera she will remember for the rest of her life, but still fit within your budget? Celebrating a quinceañera or serving on a quinceañera court should be fun and affordable. And a store like JCPenney has you covered. JCPenney has everything you need all under one roof. From hair and makeup services to formal attire and jewelry. With a vast selection of cocktail dresses, suits, ties, and fashion accessories from top brands, along with hair and makeup services, JCPenney makes it easy for the birthday girl and her court to shop for all their quinceañera essentials. Additionally, JCPenney offers a variety of personalized and quinceañera-themed rings, necklaces, pendants, and charms that will make the birthday girl feel special without breaking your budget. Visit jcpenney.com to view JCPenney's full assortment.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie, Kenny, and Molly and I focused on a couple of incidents in national parks over the weekend. One death and one sort of mayhem, right? What's the story, Molly?
Oh, well, the mayhem, I guess, would have been the 16-year-old girl in Yellowstone National Park who was gored by a bison. She was posing for a picture.
Bison or buffalo? I didn't think they had horns.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they
really?
Yeah.
But that's the modern-day buffalo is a bison.
Right.
In essence. Isn't that what...
They're very modern. They're very metrosexual.
That's what I eat when I go to Ted Turner's restaurant.
I was
going to
say,
yeah.
Ted Turner's restaurant is all the way
bison burgers,
bison,
and they're very tasty.
On his ranch out there someplace.
Yeah, right.
So that was at Yosemite?
That was at Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. All right, what happened in Yosemite?
She was airlifted to a hospital, I should say, that she's still okay. So anyway, I think the moral of the story
is the bison,
he's a little ashamed of himself. He lost his temper, and he overreacted a little bit. You know, she got in his face. But, you know, they're wild animals. You
people don't have enough common sense to stay away from him.
You know, we saw this last week.
Tame because they're out there.
We saw this last week with the mama bear that was chasing all of the park visitors out of, I think that was Yellowstone. Mm-hmm.
All right, so is there another problem at Yosemite?
There is. There's a base jumper named Dean Potter, who died, actually, while doing a base jump in Yosemite. He was killed with another friend, and he's an extreme sports legend. And they jumped, they hit the rocks, and that was the end of it.
Both of them, huh?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
Hey, man, these guys, extreme sports guys, that's how they want to go out. They don't want to die of old age, sitting at some retirement home. They want to go out, guns a-blazing, face down the pool.
You're good.
Well, they got the list.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You just accomplished your mission.
The the sentencing of Tsarnaev to death. This is, most Americans say, yeah, right, that's what he deserves. Send him down the river. But there are people who are thinking about this not so fast, so some say, because this will, in a sense, make him a martyr with the terrorist groups anyway. He'll become a symbol if he ever does get put to death, unless he's put into the prison population while he's waiting for his appeals, et cetera, which will take 10, 15, 20 years, and then somebody offs him, like in Walpole State Prison. That, I suppose, could happen. But there is that whole thing, because this is these people become poster boys for recruiting. Right? For the terrorists? They say, oh, look at what you want. He's going to join his 72 virgins as soon as he gets dispatched. So wouldn't you like to go there and be with him? He's a hero.
I say they just put him out in Gen Pop at the prison and let the little cliques there in prison.
He would be the virgin then.
Yes. He would be.
Yeah. I am the virgin now.
Right. And I think 72 would be quite the low number.
Really? You have some personal experience there, Richie?
I know the prison stories I hear.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's good. We got that almost. 51 after on Good Day.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Really something, isn't it?
Is this heaven?
No, this is Mount Everest. You should flip on the Discovery Channel from time to time. But I guess you can't now, being dead and all.
I'm dead?
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
And that's the way it was. And that's the way the cooking crumbled. And that's the way I like it.
Powered by Snap. We get another cut there, Richie?
Sure.
Okay.
God is a mean kid sitting on an anthill with a magnifying glass, and I'm the answer. You could fix my life in 5 minutes if you wanted to, but you'd rather burn off my feelers and watch me squirm.
That's from the movie Bruce Almighty, number one movie this week in 2003. How about them apples? Chuck Curry, I missed you. I'm glad you were back.
How are you, Doug?
When you're not here, I really, honestly and truly, I miss you.
Well, I appreciate that.
It sounds like he's going to cry, Chuck.
I know. Are you going to cry?
Getting all...
Oh, me?
Why, with all the starch that he gives me? Are you kidding? I find them. You see, there's an attachment here.
I expect my toaster now at Christmas this morning.
There's something about Chucker and the solidity of this program. One of the things that program directors appreciate is the fact this program has been around, has been vetted, if you will, and Chucker has been on the program longer than anybody else.
You know what, I'll tell you quickly, I thought about this yesterday. Believe it or not, despite the fact that I look like I'm 35,
uh-huh,
I'm actually going to be 50 years old on May 28th.
Happy birthday.
And I've been doing this spot since I was 27 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Can you believe that? And the first day I went on the air, I never did radio before, the first person who Doug was interviewing was Ed McMahon.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
And he said, who's that guy you got doing movies?
He sounds like he's never done radio before.
It made my nervous system go off. I got to say that.
Oh, my God, Chucker. That's very nice, though.
Hey, oh, this guy sucks.
Hey-oh.
people still say that, but I
can't. No, they don't. No, you're charming, in fact. Okay, so catching up on the number one box office winner of the weekend, that's what we're here to do. Chuck Curry is our movie man. We'll have the results of what happened at the box office in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobile, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 30.6-ounce can of Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Regular Coffee for just $5.99.
Offer valid on SKU 645929 in store and online. It's $5.23 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Details, details, schmeetails, schmeetails. All right, so Chucker, I see that...
that's how we report the news.
That's it, right, exactly.
Details, schmeetails.
Right. I see that... I don't know if I... Did you... You weren't here on Friday, so I don't know that we predicted what would be number one over the weekend. Were you surprised that this movie did as well as it did?
I'm a little surprised it did that well. I mean, I knew it would do well, but Pitch Perfect 2 blew past expectations.
Way past.
$70 million business in its opening weekend.
This is a cheap movie to make, too, wasn't it?
It couldn't have been that expensive. Probably, I don't know, I was going to say $35, $40 million range. But here's the thing, which is really good news for the business, because it's not a superhero movie. And it was fueled by teen girls who really liked the first one, had a really successful life on DVD and cable. And it just cultivated an anticipation for this film, and people turned out in droves. So that's really good, especially
in
the studio.
It was incredible. I thought it was really good, and it was actually better than the first one, I thought.
Anna Kendrick is very appealing. Now, number two was Mad Max Fury Road, $44.4 million. I saw this Saturday night. I thought this was a totally insane vision, a holy smokes, how did they put that stuff on the screen, R-rated end-of-the-world action movie, a nightmare, and an eruption of hell fully realized, which means, Doug, I really liked it.
Yeah. Wow.
Eruption of hell.
Wow. It's horrible. My God.
The amazing part about it is the movie was directed by George Miller, who did the original trilogy. He's now 70 years old. Oof. And some of the stuff on screen is absolutely visually stunning. And it's really Charlize Theron's movie more than Tom Hardy, who plays Max. She's terrific. I don't know if it's more a guy movie than a girl. I don't know how women are going to react to it, but I know it's
not well if I'm in touch with my feminine side, I'll tell you that. All right, Chucker, thanks.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.